book of Hebrews, the book of faith. God has a beautiful way of doing things. His way is so wonderful. Amen. He'll work where you can't see it, you can't feel it, but he'll do it. He's God. Amen. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 through 6 says, "Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it." You ever missed something? You ever come short of it? You ever missed it? Well, the word of the Lord said, hey, there is a rest, and we don't want to miss it. Verse 2, "For unto us was a gospel preached as well as unto them." He's talking about those in the Old Testament, Moses and the heroes of faith. He said, we got the same gospel, but it is in a greater manner. And he's talking about those who, by cause of unbelief, missed out on the promises that God made. The children of Israel, because of their unbelief, could not enter into the promised land. And he's talking about that. And he said, "For unto us was a gospel preached as well unto them, but the word preached did not profit them." Why? Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. You got to put faith with it, action with it, obedience. Unbelief and disobedience are twins. Verse 3, "For when which we have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he said in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this rest again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because," again, what? Unbelief. Jump down to verse 9 now. "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that entereth in his rest, he hath also ceased from his own works as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into the rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick, that's alive, and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the divider asunder soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. All things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do." Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated today. I want to talk to you about this better way, but also want to talk to you about what he's talking about. There is something about faith, and there's something about unbelief. There's something about when unbelief begins to enter in a picture and messes things up. Unbelief is when you're not taking God's word seriously. There's a lot of people believe in God, but they have unbelief because they do not do for God what God has required of them. Today, the Bible begins to also talks about a rest. Entering into a rest. Amen. Enter into that place where there is a release. When you rest, there is a release from weariness. And God has promised a rest to the soul of humanity. And I believe that rest is more than an eternal heaven. I believe you could tap into that rest today in the Holy Ghost. You could tap into the things of God. Now, the book of Job said this, "The wicked has not ceased from troubling. They trouble, but they are troubled. And the weary be at no rest for them." Isaiah 57 says, "The wicked are like the troubled sea, which it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There's no rest for them." The wicked is just constantly in that place of grinding like the sea, back and forth, back and forth. But I'm so thankful tonight for the power of the Lord. Isaiah said this, "For with stammering and lips and another tongue will he speak unto his people, to whom he said, this is the rest and the refreshing." Yet he said, Isaiah said, but they wouldn't hear. God has given us an opportunity to enter that place where there is release, where there is joy, where the grind of the old wickedness don't have to be in your life. We're going to talk about that better way today that God has made. Are you thankful that God has a better way? Amen. I don't have to be a miserable person today. Amen. Because I have God on my side. Every hero of faith, even Stephen who was being stoned, even though pain was coming to their body, those that were being martyred, those that would be sawed asunder, those that were placed in conditions, they had a great joy on the inside, a drive. Because in spite of everything, as the scripture said, though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Knowing that this life is not the end. We have that kind of assurance. Knowing that there is something beyond life. But I want to talk to us today about right now. God wants to put his glory inside of us that we can have peace on the inside. You ever seen somebody, it was like constantly something gnawing on their life. Even such a disappointment. Oh, I'm disappointed in my past, but I'm so thankful that my Jesus washed away my sins. I'm so thankful that Jesus has set me free. I don't have to be an inmate on the inside any longer. Now, God is the giver of life, and he's the author of life. He's the best source of direction, and he wants you to live life to its fullness. God don't want you to be some kind of prisoner that is poked and just living here, even under the heavy load of life in such a way that your burdens and the weariness of life constantly makes you a sour individual. But Jesus said, the thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. But I'm come that you may have life. I'm thankful for the life of the Holy Ghost today. I want to tell somebody that the greatest joy you'll ever get is when you let God be God in your life. You let the power of God. The Bible speaks, amen, that when God spoke creation, he spoke this world into existence. And on the seventh day, God rested. Now, it's hard to describe that because when we hear God rested, it didn't mean that God was tired. Hey, God cannot be wearied. My God, it don't mean that God retired and said, that was hard work. But you know what that word rest finally means? It means that God says, okay, I made all this world. Now I can enjoy it. I can enjoy the masterpiece of creation, mankind. I can enjoy them fellowshipping with me. I can enjoy man walking with me. Adam and Eve lived in a place, a sinless environment, a place of peace, a place of joy and completion. But I want to tell you, anything that is of God, unbelief wants to destroy it. Sin wants to destroy it. And there came old serpent to Adam and Eve and said, God's holding something back from you. Folks, I want to tell you, amen, you can't get no better than the glory of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you don't have the fullness of God inside of you, amen, you need to strive to find that place in God. Amen. Of goodness where you enjoy the presence of God. Adam and Eve, God said, I put you in my rest where I could fellowship and enjoy you and you could enjoy me. But Satan had a plan. And he's in when Satan came, he began to use a tactic of doubt, unbelief. and it began to cause him to twist. You know, Satan knows the truth. Satan knows the realness of God. But he uses everything against you to turn you from the truth of God. And exactly what happened there in the garden, Adam and Eve sinned. As a result, mankind from that moment has entered into a turmoil. Sin cost us very much. Modern society characterized today by our world is called a rat race. Man, I don't like the rat race. I don't like to be like to feel like I'm in a rat race of life where I cannot accomplish and enjoy anything in my life. I want to tell you, the Holy Ghost will give you your enjoyment in the rat race of life. The Holy Ghost will give you what you've been searching for. We're living in a generation that we are stressed out. We are burdened down with all the different things of this world. And there was a man that looked at me and he said, I've owned great businesses. I've had great things in life. I've had money. I've had all this. But he said, possessions will never fulfill you. They just make you more weighted down. He said, the best thing, I mean, he sold everything he had. He gave everything to his kids, and he set himself on a monthly little deal, just enough to pay his rent, just enough to have an old car that he had. And he said, I feel so much better. But I want to tell you, you can feel better that you've accomplished in life and still not be satisfied on the inside. I want to tell you, when the Holy Ghost comes in, when you start letting God work in you, amen, if you give God the opportunity to work in your life, God will start leading you to a place of fulfillment. Now, when I talk about Holy Ghost to Pentecostals, immediately they start thinking about just talking in tongues. Talking in tongues is not the Holy Ghost. That's the evidence of the Holy Ghost. It is us praying, and we do need to talk in other tongues. But there's a deeper realm than just you're talking in tongues. You need to get to that place that you commune with God. That when you pray, you got to that place you get heart to heart with God. And God can speak to you and God can minister to you. Just like Adam and Eve did in the garden. They fellowship with God and God enjoyed it. I want to get to that place that, amen, God enjoys my praise. God enjoys my life. Amen. I love it when the Lord taps me on the shoulder or God speaks to me or God gets my attention and say, hey, I got something for you. I love it when there's something that, amen, God speaks to me that is more to it than just giving me a message to preach. But God speaks to me and loves me and helps me. Amen. There's some preachers that we visit with and they talk about, you know, they've never, the only thing they study for is just to preach. And they're saints of God that has never got to that place. They read their Bible, but they never become students of the Holy God of heaven. Can God teach you? Can God lead you? I don't know about you, but there used to be a song that my mother's church in South Louisiana used to sing, I want to know more about my Jesus. I want to know more about my Jesus. How about you today? I want to know more of him in my life. I want the power of God. I crave and I desire even the power of God in operation. I am not satisfied with just a feeling or sensation or something that just comes over me. I want a fellowship with the Almighty God. I want the blessings of the Lord in my life. How about you today? The rat race is continued searching, striving, reaching for an elusive goal, something they can't reach. It's really never clearly defined. It's crazy. But that's the hour we're in. The book of Hebrews did talk about there is a different lifestyle. There's a different place that you could get, even called a rest. And it was well illustrated in the word of the Lord that God provided a rest. You see, all through the word of God, God has made provisions. But unbelief has been the countering agent that has stopped humanity from getting to that place. What about the children of Israel when they were in Egypt? Years as slaves. Years in humiliation. Turmoil. And God said, I'm going to get you out of here. All you have to do is follow me. How would you like the Lord to bless you to where your clothes didn't wear out? Your shoes didn't wear out. God would rain manna from heaven better than meals on wheels, folks. Amen. A rock would water you. You get water for the rock. Clouds. Air, central heating. Cloud by day, fire by night. And would hover over you. And when it came time for you to move, the cloud would move. God gave the children of Israel everything they needed to enter into the promised land. But you know what happened? Unbelief entered in. Unbelief is kind of like a grain of sand in a gearbox. I had a man tell me, in fact, it's my son. He works in a mine sand, and they take it and they dry it. But on the San Jacinto River there outside of Porter is where Joel's place is. And he said, Daddy, these huge big excavators, these huge big dump trucks, the wheels of those big dump trucks, I mean, I could stand right next to them and still can't reach the top of them. And he said, Dad, I said, does your company own all that? He said, no, sir. We lease it. He said, because we're working in sand. And he said, that sand, just a grain of sand, he started telling me, is one of the most detrimental things inside of a place. Inside, it'll wear, it eats something out. People that's worked with machinery in will tell you that if you get sand in something, it'll pit it, and it'll mess it up, it'll grind, just a little bit of sand. And here today I want to tell you the sand of unbelief will do the same thing. Sand will get in your life. Unbelief will get in your life and mess you up. Just a little bitty seed of unbelief Satan planted to Adam and Eve, or in Eve. Deception came. But look at the result of sin. Look at the result of all the different things that happened. There was a man that walked across America. And they interviewed him. They said, what was the biggest, what was the worst thing that you faced? Man, they was thinking, well, you know, not all America is flat. Some of it's mountains. This man walked across one end all the way to the other. And they questioned him, what was the most horrifying thing that you faced? And he didn't give him a chance to even, it was ready for a long spill. He said, just a little sand in my shoe. He said, when you get a little sand in your shoe, it'll eat your foot. And he said, it will cause a hindrance to you where you can't even walk. It'll chafe, it'll start eating your heel or your foot to where you can't walk. And he said, there's times that I got little sand in my shoe. And he said, and it cost me. I had to stop. I had to wait till it healed. It took out a long time. It took out a part of my journey and my efforts. Just a little sand. Can I tell you how much his unbelief cost us in this hour as the saints of God? And today I know I'm preaching to this church, but I'm going to tell you that if the enemy could get a hold of Adam and Eve in a beautiful environment, the enemy wants to get a hold of you in the environment of truth today and cause unbelief to come in where you do not believe that God is really God and the things of God are really true. Unbelief. We need the power of the Lord, don't we? I'm going to tell you the world system is inferior. There is a place, the Bible says, that the eye of the eagle has not seen. There's a realm that you could enter in, folks. You may be all crippled up. Amen. You may be all messed up in life. But folks, amen, there's something about it when God is alive on the inside of you. And you have ever entered a realm in your relationship with God that the winds of life, the troubles of life cannot contaminate you. Man, I look at Paul, the Apostle Paul in the Word of the Lord, how this man went through all kinds of things. But there was something inside of him. He meant a belief in God, a leaning on him, and not his understanding. I'm glad God's in control, folks, because if I was in control, I'm the type very quickly, I'll hit the red button and everybody would be destroyed around me. But God's a God of mercy and grace. I'm glad he didn't destroy me. He didn't destroy me in my foolishness. But he loved me. He graced my life. He touched my life. Amen. Oh, friend, even when your brothers, those that call themselves your brothers, even when family members come against you, and when you're insulted in life to the degree where you feel like you're being roasted and laughed at and mocked, I'm glad I have a Savior. Are you thankful today for the goodness of the Lord? Somebody ought to lift your hands. I'm telling you, the opportunity you have today in the Lord Jesus, you ought to lift your hands to him and thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his grace and power. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for what you have for me. Thank you for what you have for my soul, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You see, the enemy came into Adam and Eve. And this is the deal. If he could turn the light on to you, and pretty soon it's your way, look what you could do. You don't have to have all this. God's withholding something from you. God is keeping back your life from something. Your commitment to God, you're too busy in the kingdom of God. You need to lay some things down. And the enemy begins to come in with unbelief. He destroys your faith and destroys your opportunity. Weariness starts coming in. A weary and a frustration in your heart. Bitterness enters in. I've had people that were bitter in life to allow bitterness to come in their spirit. And bitterness begin to come in with such a manner of drive and aware on their spirits where everything around them, there was a gruff and their life was so bittered. Then I seen God reach down to somebody that pulled them out of the horrible pit. And the joy and the peace of God enter in. And friend, I'm going to tell you, there is a purpose for your soul. I'm speaking to people today where suicide should not be your answer. I felt that in the Holy Ghost. Suicide should not be on an option list in the time of your trouble. Amen. You think, oh, well, things are not going right. I have no alternative. You have an alternative. Hear me. In the Holy Ghost. But many times unbelief will keep you from it. Unbelief will blind your eyes to it. I've had people that said, oh, not me. Folks, I want to tell you, when things are grinding in your brain, in your mind, and you're frustrated, the enemy wants to take you down a dead-end road. I want to tell you, there's hope when there's Jesus Christ, folks. Amen. As long as you got a pulse, you have hope inside of you. Amen. As long as you're alive. Amen. You may be flat on your back, but there's still hope in Jesus Christ for your soul. But the rat race of life is just exactly what the devil wants you to enter in. You know, you start getting too busy in life that you're too busy for God, you're in a rat race. In the rat race, nobody wins, not even the fastest rat. Don't know what the number one rat killer is? It's not a predator. It's disease. And the disease is correspondent to the diet of a rat. Let me tell you, sin is correspondent to your diet. Your appetite. See, a rat eat anything. Man, I've seen them eat wires. I don't know why they want to eat wires. Somebody said, because they're craving something, a mineral or something in a wire, copper. They're craving something. They'll gnaw. I've seen them gnaw through wood. I've seen them in trash cans. And in Houston, Those of you that ever lived around Houston, downtown Houston, in the middle of the day, by the medical center, one day out of a sewer grate, popped an old rat out. And I thought, what is he doing there? Well, his conditions, and that was his home, to live in the sewer tunnels underneath the city of Houston, eating whatever comes along. I want to tell you, the enemy wants you to eat nothing but the sewer of life and the septic of life. But there is something greater, friend, if you would just apply it in your life. God has a greater realm for your soul. Amen. God has help for you. Amen. God has peace for your life. Amen. I don't know who in this place that the Holy Ghost is wanting to ring your bell, but God is here to tell you, folks, you don't have to go through life miserable. There's a joy and peace that you're missing out on. The scripture said, we started reading it. The reason why they didn't enter into that rest, because of unbelief. When they heard, they did not apply what they heard in faith. Faith is more. I got people that I know that will tell you, they could quote Acts 2:38. They could tell you what you need to do to be saved. But they don't obey it. They don't apply it. They don't walk with God. Today, if I had the people in this area in East Texas, Angelina County, Nacogdoches County, Shelby County, Rusk County, Cherokee County, Panola County, all these counties around here that know the truth and believe that this is the truth, but do not do truth. There's not buildings enough in every city to fill the churches if they came to church. I'm talking to somebody today, but we have the truth. Why not walk in it? Why not walk in God? Why not let God minister in your life? Get out of the rat race and get in the winning race today. Are you thankful to be on the winning side? And the race is not to the swift. Amen. The race is not to the one that has it all together in their life, but those that know how to trust their God and lean on Him and not their understanding. The faithful in the Word of God was those that learned the little secret. The faithful, all through the Word of God, had a formula. And this morning I prayed and asked God. I said, okay, God, I know what you've talked to me, but I need some help. And right before this service, I jotted down this. This was the formula that the Lord spoke to me. You can't handle self by yourself. It takes the Almighty God. My Lord Jesus. Amen. Some of you are trying to wrestle self by yourself. You're trying to handle things on your own. Amen. You're trying to get goodness and work and try to be an overcomer by yourself. Why don't you let God have His way in your life? Why don't you give the handling over to God and say, God, I'm going to let you do it. Amen. This is your job, Lord. This is your battle. Amen. Saul could not face Goliath because it was Saul's battle. David said, the battle's not mine. Battle belongs to God. How many of you are in a battle today in your life, saint? You can't handle some things. It's because you're trying to do it on your own. I want the Holy Ghost to have its way. How about you? Amen. I want God to handle some things. I don't want to live my life empty. Amen. I don't want to live my life weary. Amen. With no fulfillment. Amen. Oh, friend, there's so many rush to get and they strive to become, but they end up nothing and empty on the inside. The riches of the world have no value. The fame of this world has no fulfillment. Power, position, and all the prestige will fail you. But my God will never leave you nor forsake you. Hear me today. God is still God. Oh, your faith will be tested. Your faith will be tried. But, amen, I love the scripture. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Job, in the midst of all his despair, His friends that came and I don't know, they came to him and tried to offer him counsel. Job, look, man, you're in a bad position. Job, you don't see yourself like we see him. See you? You, Job, look what's going on, man. This is what? Job, he had something greater than what they could see. Even his wife, even though she lost the same thing he did, he came to him and said, Job, why don't you just bail out? Curse God and die. Get it over with. I'm thankful, friend, amen, that my God would never forsake me. God would never fail me. Amen. We're talking about your faith. We're talking about your relationship with God, how unbelief will enter in and unbelief will steal. Amen. Oh, friend, we pray for a man, amen, some time ago, a physician. And yesterday somebody told me, said, oh, amen, have you heard that he's starting to go to church? And I said, thank you, Jesus. But you know what? I don't want to just go to church. I want the Holy Ghost to be in operation in my life. I want the lights to be on. Amen. Many people, they hook up, but they don't turn the power on. And the operation of God in their life. God is ready for you to live victoriously. God wants you to have rest on the inside of you. Not weariness and frustration. Anxiety has plagued enough in your life. It's time for you to look to God and say, God, I had enough with anxiety. I had enough with worry and stress. I want you to take over here. Children of Israel and an opportunity to go into Canaan. They had the best. But because of unbelief, the Bible says, they could not enter in. Sin cost you. It ordered pain from the very beginning. Sorrows, trials, troubles. Sin, look what it would do. Like a grain of sand we mentioned a while ago up in a shoe, how it hinders your walk. Unbelief, when it enters a life, it wants to hold you back. It wants to cost you your victory. It wants to cost you your productivity. Unbelief wants to give you liable excuses and say, you really don't have to live for God. You don't have to pray. I'm too tired. Well, the first lie of the enemy, whenever I wake up in the morning, the first thing that comes to my mind, I'm too tired to get up and pray. You know, something else says, man, it's 4:00 in the morning. You know, you could do it at 6:00. It'll be easier for you. You're tired. I'm telling you, isn't it crazy how every step that you try to make to go up and build up your faith, the enemy will have 100 excuses to tell you, I made a commitment to God. And I said, God, this is for you, not just for me. This is for you. And the enemy on every direction wants to spoil, amen, the victory that God has for us. Amen, for me. Amen, for God's church. Amen, but hear me well today. Amen, the Holy Ghost is here. Amen, for you to enter that realm. Amen, that glory, that power. Just like God rested, but weary again. After he created on the sixth day, God is here. I'm worn out. But when it said he rested, that means he's everything. It is kind of like that little boy that Sis Crossway was holding a while ago. We were worshiping, and all of a sudden, she called him because he was going to run up here. Buddy, I want to tell you what. When those little grandkids get your attention, amen, everything stops at my house. I mean, I may be hurting, but I'll get on that floor and play with them. And I see my mother, they go to her house. And they walk in, and we would never, never had cookies in the carpet area of my mama's house. We would never have Oreos on a couch. Them grandbabies get away with it. Because it's a delight of that grandmother to her. That couch is worthless, but that child is worth everything. And God looks at you today saying, I time that you and I could have together. Amen. I'm talking to somebody's soul right now. Amen. God is looking for you. Amen. God is looking for somebody to spend some time with him and to enjoy, amen, his presence. When you lift your hands in the house of God, let it not be, folks, amen, something inside of you that says, I have to. Let it be today as you lift hands in this building. God, I want that to be a get to. I want it to be a privilege to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One thing here today I want to just mention to us. Jesus said these words, come unto me all you that are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. He didn't stop there. He said, for my, what? Yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know what I felt in the Holy Ghost for this service? Yesterday, all in the prayer and time up here at this church, I felt the Lord said, there's somebody that I want to take weariness, and I want to take weariness and frustration from you. I want you to enjoy living. I want you to enjoy my presence. I want you to enjoy the treasures of my kingdom. And I want you to be so frustrated because life didn't go the way you thought it would be. But I want you to look to me and realize that the greater life is more valuable. Amen. That fellowship with the Almighty God. Amen. Stand with me today in this place. Literally, the Holy Ghost has been knocking on the heart today. Amen. I don't know what many times what people have gone through. Amen. In their individual walks. This morning, I feel that there's some in this place. You're knuckled down. You're weary in life. That doesn't mean I want to just, let me tell you, I'm not discounting. There's sometimes we do get weary. We need rest. I'm not talking about a physical weary. You need to stop. And as you get older, you're going to get weary. That's biology. That's life. But I'm talking about a spiritual weariness. The Bible says, be not weary in what? For you shall, if you faint not. Unbelief is a deadly enemy. Sister, the Holy Ghost is speaking to you right now. Unbelief wants to move in. Unbelief wants you to move out of the plan of God. Unbelief wants to discourage you. Unbelief wants to completely intoxicate your thinking. Oh, God hasn't been what God has promised to be. It's easy for Brother Crosswhite to get up there and preach and tell how good God has been. I haven't felt that, and I hadn't got to that place yet. Church has always just been church to me. I want to tell you, if church hasn't been all about God, if it's all about you, instead of all about him, you're missing something. When you come to the church, is your prayer life all about you? Is your worship all about you? If it has been, you're missing it. Now God, his hope is all about you. But let your picture be all about him. Let your meaning be all about him. Kind of like that grandbaby. Woo! Enjoy life. Love them while you got them. Get on the floor while you can. And while you're able in the house of God, you need to give God all your allegiance, all your worship, all your attention. Amen. Every time you come here, get your tank full. Amen. Get your life full. Don't miss out. And don't let unbelief move in. Because of unbelief, people that God blessed, their clothes didn't wear out, their shoes didn't wear out. Everything was blessed in their life. But they got to the place where they could not enter into the promise because of unbelief. My Jesus, Hilopakataya. Amen. Lift your hands. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost for somebody. I feel the strong grip of God wanting to help somebody's faith this morning. God, amen, don't want you, amen, God don't want to get you and drag you to an altar. No, amen, that should never be that way. But you know what? The mercies of God ought to draw you. And God, amen, like a grandfather or a great father said, come on, son, amen, let me hold you. Let me love you. Let me tend to you. Come on. Come on, young lady. Let me love on you. Come on, mama. Let me love grandma. I want to love you. I died for this moment. Amen. I got rose for you. Amen. That you can know the good pleasures of my spirit. Hallelujah. God of heaven ceased his labor. We call it that seventh day, that Sabbath. Was it necessary? God just sitting back going, phew. But God said, now I can enjoy my creation. And God has come today to enjoy you getting heart to heart with him. Amen. I believe you need to step out of your pew today. Amen. I need you to come and lift your hands and just love the Lord right now. Take your focus off of you. You're tired. It may hurt for you to walk down this aisle today. Amen. Take your eyes off of you and your need. Amen. And come and just lift your hands. Amen. Look to him and enjoy him. God, what a privilege. I got the grandest privilege to be in the presence of the King. Troubles vanish. Hearts amended. Tila Shabobaraba. In the presence of the King of Kings. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, son of God, start loving him. You may not feel 1 ounce of love. You may not feel 1 ounce of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But you, if you just start loving him, God, you're great. Come on, you start bragging on him. Lord, you're merciful. God, you've been good to me. God, you've never failed me. You never left me. God, you didn't throw me in the trunk. Amen. Lord, I wasn't the one that just, amen. Lord, you didn't treat me like a spare tire. God, but you treat me, God, in a grand position. You loved me with the very best. God, you provided to me. God, you've helped me through things. You led me, you fed me, you guided me, you blessed me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, you're holy. God, you're holy. You're worthy. Come on, it's for him today. Come on. He stopped creation just to stop and enjoy fellowship with humanity. Amen. He wants to fellowship with you. Go ahead and talk to him. Amen. Go ahead and love him, sister. Love him. Come on. Things may not be top notch in your life, but in the Holy Ghost realm, amen, God wants to bless you. God wants to give you peace. God wants to give you joy. God wants to give you fulfillment. God wants to give you healing on the inside. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Come on, Jehovah's here to minister to you. Come on, come on, you know God will when you will. God wants to make some exchanges today. Come on, the way you make that exchange. You start blessing the Lord. Lord, you're holy. There's none like you, Jesus. There's nothing like your touch. Nothing like your presence. Come on, love him. Somebody get a hold of God and hug him. Hold him. Hold him close to your heart right now. Nothing like you, God. Hallelujah. Come on, he's ministered to you. Would you minister to him? Come on, serve him and bless him. Lord, I love you. Minister to the Lord. I love you and I worship you, Jesus. You're great. Give him words of affection. Lovely you are. Holy you are. Righteous you are, Jesus. Mighty you are, God. Lord, I bless you, God. Lord, you've never failed me, God. You've never left me. You've been my help. You've been my song, Jesus. You protected me. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, would you give God that opportunity? Come on, bless the Lord, saint. Bless the Lord this morning, God, you're beautiful. Have you told the Lord before, God, you're beautiful? God, you're amazing. You're wonderful, Jesus. Come on, describe words of affection to him, Lord. Come on, troubles are vanishing for somebody this morning. The hope of God, the peace of God is here. You're entering into the throne, saint. Go ahead. Enter to before the throne of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, bathe your soul in his presence. Let your bucket fall deep today. Honor the Lord with it. I love you, Jesus. want you to consider this today. Not one of us deserves to be in His presence. Not one of us deserves to be here today. My righteousness is as old filthy rags. I don't deserve God. I don't even deserve to stand behind this pulpit. I don't deserve the grace and the goodness of God. It's my privilege to be in the house of the King. My privilege to love God. If God quit giving today, and you still have 5 years to live your life, if God never answered another prayer, and you have 5 years to live, and you knew that God said, I can't answer no more prayers. And we know that God answers prayers. I'm just saying that, okay? Would you still live for God? If God said, the bank of your prayers, all the account is over with, I will never bless you again till you get to the other side, would you still live for God? Would you come to church with your hands out, or would you worship me for the King? Would you worship God with that kind of praise? I'm glad that God hasn't quit giving, because you're not going to outgive God. We're the God that blesses. We got the God that cares about us. The God that said, okay, son, stand still. My people need victory. The God that answered by fire when the man of God stood before the prophets of Baal. The God that every time that little widow lady went to that barrel and she looked at the bottom, and she had to reach her little short arms to the bottom of the barrel. She knew that there was just going to be just enough every day. Just enough. You know, that's a great miracle. Just enough is a great miracle. Then if God would give you a warehouse full of meal, just enough is more powerful than a warehouse, because you couldn't eat a warehouse full. God gave you just enough to make it today. Oh, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the goodness of the Lord. Amen. I want you to reverse your mentality. And I want you to live for God, for Him. God, this is for you. It's kind of like Chick-fil-A. I love their little deal. When you look at them, you say, thank you. They say, my pleasure. Lord, let it be my pleasure to serve you, to love you, to worship you, to consecrate to you, to be separate in my dress, my attire, my lifestyle, my talk, my walk. Bible says, be ye holy. For what? He is holy. It shouldn't be a pressure to you. Amen. Neither should it be that somebody always has to police you and say, amen. You need to straighten your hat up. It ought to be very generous out of your heart. God, I'm yours. I'm committed. Here am I. Whatever you want me to do, I will do it. To please you, to bless your name. Amen. Hallelujah. Once again, lift your hands. Come on, I feel the genuineness of victory today for souls in this place. God, you're beautiful. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, hallelujah. 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 Will you hook up to somebody near you? I want you to pray for them right now. I want you to pray in this manner. God, fill their cup. Give to them, Lord Jesus. Minister to them, Holy Ghost. Minister to them, Lord Jesus. God, put your joy for their journey. Put your peace for their journey. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Put your goodness, Lord, for their journey, God. Come on, there's a race that we got to endure to the end. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, keep praying. I feel the Holy Ghost doing something right now. Hallelujah, Lord, let it be. Lord, let it be, let it be, let it be. According to your mercy, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother Austin, amen. Will y'all go pray for Brother Coon back here? Amen. I want y'all to put your hands on his shoulders, one on each side, and pray for him. Hallelujah, Lord, in your name, Jesus. Oh, see, the presence of the Lord is working right now, right now, right now, right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sister Rebecca, would you come pray for Sister Kristen? You would put your hand on her shoulders. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Sister Olivia, right behind you is Sister Atkins. I want you to just put your hand on her shoulder, and I want you to pray the anointing of the Lord, the encouragement of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Come on, when we learn to minister, we learn to let the Holy Ghost minister through us, we become a dynamic church, a people that are greater. Hallelujah. When you look for God, amen, to use you. Hallelujah. Let God use you right now. Hallelujah, Lord. Let your divine mercies work, God. Let your strength come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let it be your strength. Let it be your song. Let it be your strength. Let it be your song. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know about you, but I feel good in the Holy Ghost this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Leave some things here in the house of God today. Don't take it back. Don't you dare take frustration back with you. Leave this place with a greater insight. Leave unbelief and doubt and frustration, all the elements of sin, leave them right here. Leave this place with a joy to do the work of the kingdom of God. Amen. When you wake up in the morning for your prayer time, your reading, when you open your Bible tomorrow, even tonight when you come to the church to worship, walk in here. God, this is for you. I'm coming to bless you, Lord Jesus. I come to enjoy your presence. Amen. I'm going to enjoy rolling the red carpet out for you, God. I'm going to enjoy praising you, Jesus. You're my king. I'm going to serve you. Amen. God bless you today. Amen. Let's grow to heaven together. Amen. Remember service this evening. Come back. Amen. Let's be here early to pray. Amen. And help others make it into the kingdom of the Lord. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for coming this Sunday morning.